This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So our lifestyle is what matters more than just about anything else. So our lifestyle determines the kind of health we're going to have. And so the foods we eat, air we breathe, the water we drink, the exercise we get, the stress we manage, all of that matters. And so creating a plan that you can balance is really the ultimate key. And that's what will give you the key to an amazing life as well, is to be able to do that. So I encourage you to walk in that path, because you can do really, really well if you're making the right kind of choices. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ned. Hi, Ned.
I have sores on my head that won't go away, and I have knots like at the bottom of my skull that just came up like today, and I have them in my groin area, like knots. And I was just wondering, I've had the sores for about 6, 7, 8 months.
I would go in and just have your dermatologist look at it, because those sores could be several types, and when you start talking about skin, someone really needs to look at it and take a peek, because looking at the actual sore, analyzing it, seeing the location, really that's what you have to do with skin conditions. I mean, there's a lot of could-bes that we could actually get into, but it's really a waste of time. I would go and definitely talk to them and just get in with your family doctor, or as a family doctor will probably give you a good overview, but if it looks pretty detailed, they may send you over to a dermatologist for a specialist, and at least you can get a good thought and good move there with what to do. Because it probably can be remedied pretty easily. They've kind of got an idea, but I just would have them look at it first and foremost. Good thing to know is this, though. I do want to tell you this. Is that skin conditions come from the inside out, not the outside in. So there is something internally going on, probably in the digestive tract, that is what's leading to a lot of this. So you want to have that looked at first. That is a big key. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Being a father is a great joy in life. They've done a study, though, which I think is really interesting, and this is, I'm going to talk to you about this and just see what you think. So, a new study looked at Finnish men, okay, who became fathers of at least one child before the age of 25. And they said that men who are fathers before the age of 25 are more likely to die in their middle age. Younger men were less likely to have planned for children and need to become breadwinners quickly to support their new families. Study lead author Elina Inio, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Helsinki in Finland, said suddenly taking on the combined role of father and breadwinner may have caused considerable psychological and economic stress for young men not ready in his new role. Researchers wanted to understand better why these studies have shown similar patterns, and using the census data, they drew a sample of 10% of Finnish men born between 1950 or 40 and 50. So this is how far back they went. What's interesting is overall 5% of the fathers, or 1 in 20, died in their late 40s or early 50s. The most common cause of death was heart attack, alcohol-related illnesses. See, they were going to the alcohol, handling the stress, managing the stress. And the death rate sounds high, but they said life expectancy is pretty average for high-income countries. And for the fact that men were born after World War II, especially in a traumatic era in Finland, the war effects had largely waned by that time, so that wasn't a major impact on them. But the findings, they said, for these men, it says, whatever the case, it's important for young men to wait until they're sure they're ready for the responsibilities of fatherhood. Some young men can be pretty mature at an early age and others not at all. So it depends on the maturity level. But yeah, it will raise your stress level, no doubt about it. And be sure that you're ready financially to take care of bringing a child in. So that is definitely a huge piece. And it's one of the greatest joys, probably, if not the. And so being ready for that, it's going to bring stress no matter what. I mean, it just is what it is. It's life. But it's a wonderful stress, and knowing how to handle that and walking with that, it just takes it's a learning curve for anyone. No one gives you a manual on how to do it. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found our lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website. We've got team members that are always standing by to help you. Our lifestyle providers always there to help you, and you can find great information there, people to help you go to that next level. I'm pretty excited about this. Cancer rates continue to decline in the U.S. So we rant and rave all the time about how cancer is one of the leading causes of death, and it is. It's almost trumped heart disease. It's close, not there yet, but it's close. And they say cancer death rates continue to decline in the U.S. because of a lot of the anti-smoking efforts, which has cut down the lung cancer deaths. By the way, if you ever look this up and you wanted to know the death rates and which is the greater and that sort of thing, the lung cancer rates, do you know that that's the number one killer? 33% lung cancer. Everything else is like prostate, 6%. Colon cancer, 8%, right? So we hear all these other cancers that are devastating. Pancreatic cancer, 3% or 2%, something like that. But lung cancer, 33%. It is the number one that can take you out from a cancer perspective. So the four major cancers are lung, colorectal, breast, and prostate. And two-thirds of them are on the decline. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's exciting. So you think about... just so you know, the alternative world, traditional world, there's all kinds of debates. Everybody gets frustrated. They think money's not being used right. But I know quite a few people in cancer research that I've just met and colleagues that do great work. I mean, amazing work. American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All these folks have, of course, monitor and manage a lot of this, and they manage the funds and the studies that go on. But there's been some great research done and accomplished. So as much as the alternative guys, which I like the complementary medicine, I'm into natural-based things very much so, as you hear the show. But I also get excited when money's being put to use and people are seeing some good things happen. So very exciting to see that it is on the decline. The big challenge is what I'm not fired up about, and I get kind of fired up about, really fired up about, is the fact that obesity is on the increase. I mean, it's crazy. It's almost at 70% now of Americans are overweight. Really? 70% of Americans are overweight. That is crazy. We have to do something about it. I am definitely on a mission. You can't get around me very long and not deal with that, because I will definitely bring it up. It's a big deal. Because it's taking us out. It's giving us the main metabolic conditions of heart disease, and it's giving us issues with high cholesterol, blood sugar issues, high triglycerides. It's causing all that. So we drop the weight, we can come out of some of all these different metabolic conditions. We'll be right back. More on-call radio. Check us out on the web and give us a call, 888-283-7272.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You like eating almonds? Welcome back to the show. I do. It's one of the best superfoods you can put in your body, unless, of course, you're dealing with a lot of a live virus. But, you know, if you take almonds and you soak them for a period of time, you will almost double the amount of nutrients and increase the vitamins and nutrients that you'll get out of them. So think about that. Incredible. Little tricks you can do to make superfoods even more super. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's up? How can I help?
How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. I've got a problem with my stomach. I get a sensitive stomach. Every time I'm worried about something or if I'm anxious, I just feel it in my stomach. And I think it's increased the acid in my stomach or whatever. I mean, I just, if you have any remedies.
Well, has it been going on for a long time or is this new?
For a long time. It's been like for almost 24 years.
24 years? Wow.
Yes. And I don't have a good sleep either. You know, mild depression.
Can't go to sleep or can't stay asleep?
I can go to sleep. I can stand asleep. I take some medicine to help me go to sleep. It's amitriptyline.
Mm-hmm.
And but yes.
How long have you been taking that?
That's since 1997.
Yeah, so a lot of anxiety.
Yes, exactly. And it's affects my stomach big time. I mean.
Yeah, it will. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So have you tried any natural remedies to go to sleep?
No, I'm just taking the amitriptyline.
Okay. Well, there's a lot. I mean, with what you have, which is actually pretty common, you actually see it quite a bit, especially, I don't know. I've seen it personally more in the last 5 years. It's probably been around. It just seems to be more prevalent. People dealing with anxiety always have that brain-gut connection. So whenever you're stressed out, you've got a lot of anxiety, you've got a lot of subconscious anxiety, it's going to show itself in your digestive tract. It just will. And so as the brain goes, so the gut goes. Now, anxiety is a big trigger of GABA. All right, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And it's the one that's kind of responsible for us chilling out. And if you don't have enough GABA, which means it gets kind of low, then it's going to cause anxiety to be high. So the best way to do that, there's certain foods you want to really avoid to keep your GABA levels at a good playing level. And believe it or not, a lot of them are health foods. And you're thinking, well, this stuff's supposed to be healthy for me. But it's really not, especially if you're dealing with anxiety, which can cause a lot of the stomach issues that you're thinking about. So here's kind of the key. Almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, of course, salmon, spinach, wheat, barley, rice, all of those. Okay, so, you know, that seems like a lot. And you're thinking, well, those are health foods, right? Well, they are at some level. But if they affect your GABA levels in a negative way, you just want to avoid them. And that's just from some of the research that's out there. You know, there's certain supplements that help with GABA, too. L-theanine and L-taurine together can work very well. Passion flower is also a really good piece that's used. You know, valerian root has been used for a long time. But just the more I've talked to some pharmacist friends of mine, and just some of the research I've seen on it, it's got a long half-life. And what that means is that it sticks around in your bloodstream for a long time. And what can happen is it can make you just feel a little bit sluggish the next day. It can impair some of your coordination skills and all. I know you're already taking the medication, but you definitely want to be a little bit careful with something like valerian root. That's why I don't really mention it that much. So getting GABA levels up is important. All right. Now, your gut is probably being affected by that. But, you know, you want to get to a physician and get a good checkup. I would. I know they already probably took care of you. That's how you got the medicine. But, you know, getting to them on a regular basis, getting nutritional-based blood work. Because you can look at all the neurotransmitters, and you can also look at a lot of the cofactors that go with it and see exactly if they're being affected, if they're balanced, if they're too low, too high. And it's a great way to do that. And Natural Care Network is a great company that can do that, too. And it helps with nutritional-based blood analysis. And it's important because it gives you great information. You can take it to your doctor. And, of course, you guys can sit down and come up with a good game plan. But it's important to get something like that done. Blood work's important to get done every 6 months minimum, especially over the age of 35. So it's great just to see what's going on inside your body so you can kind of go to the next level. But, yeah, I mean, probiotics are good for your gut. If you're having any type of kind of a queasy stomach at all, you want to look at coming off the cow's milk, dairy, and all the grains. Grains are important to come off of at this point. So just looking at a couple of those things. I know that you're struggling with that. But when you've got a lot of anxiety and you can't sleep, then you've got to look at GABA. That's a big one. And the other one is serotonin. So serotonin is the one that's going to make you go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, medications can affect them. If you're taking an SSRI, then which is pretty much a standard antidepressant drugs, you've got to be careful because you can't really take supplements with it, or it's not really advised to, okay? No doctor's really going to tell you to take any supplement that affects serotonin because they have what's called serotonin storm, which is where you get too much serotonin in the blood, it can cause a pretty severe reaction. So understand that getting serotonin levels up, you can use a lot of foods to do that. That'll be mild but more steady. And a lot of the foods, chicken, turkey are really good. But see, again, a lot of the foods that help with serotonin will block GABA levels, so you got to be really careful. So you want to watch out for salmon, because salmon and spinach both can raise serotonin, but they lower GABA. So those are kind of out, and you're thinking, well, man, salmon is supposed to be great for you. Well, there's a ton of other fish you can eat, so you just throw it out. But also, one real key for serotonin levels are goat's milk yogurt. Goat's milk yogurt, great for raising serotonin levels, and keeping your omega-3 fats up is also a big key. So cod liver oil, good omega-3 fish oil. Plenty of nuts and seeds. You just can't do the almonds, the Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, and all those that I listed out for you, because they can trigger a negative reaction with GABA. So I hope that helps. It does take some time, just so you know. If you've been taking sleep medication and this has been going on for years, then it'll take some time to undo. So don't expect overnight results. But again, it's about a marathon, not a sprint.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. An HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. It's estimated there are nearly 8,000 unaccompanied illegal immigrant children in border facilities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan, a Democrat and early supporter of President Joe Biden, declined an initial allocation of over 6,200 newly authorized Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses. The mayor explaining why he declined the doses.
Johnson & Johnson is a very good vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer are the best. And I am going to do everything I can to make sure the residents of the city of Detroit get the best. And so, as you know, I went to the White House, got a commitment for 15,000 a week of a Moderna and Pfizer. We've been enlarging it, and this week we've got 29,000 Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. 17,000 first doses, 12,000 second doses. Those Moderna Pfizer vaccines will cover every single Detroiter looking for a shot. Next week, I expect us to have between 25 and 30,000 more. Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and again, I believe we will have a Moderna and Pfizer vaccine for every Detroiter who wants one.
That was on Thursday. Friday, during a White House coronavirus briefing, White House senior advisor on COVID-19, Andy Slavitt, says that now Dugan is very eager for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dugan himself issuing a statement expressing full confidence in the vaccine and announcing his city will be opening a vaccination site offering the J&J vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you're struggling with, we've got what we're going to kick off with right now. We've got Stan down in Florida, writes us about deciding whether or not to use a personal trainer. Wants to know if it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I think we've been talking about this a lot lately, and I guess because getting into the new year, resolutions, and people wanting to know what to do, should you use a trainer, should you not? It's part of my background. I was strength and conditioning coach at Florida State University, and for the football team. And, you know, I think personal training is vital. Even the elite athletes that are out there, even in the NFL, still have people coaching them when it comes to training. And no different from you, if you're looking to drop weight or you're looking to get fit, I think personal trainers, which now are a part of our preferred wellness provider team, you know, that we look for to network with, it's just, it's important. It's vital. It's part of the equation to really get in the best shape of your life and to get healthy. Because as much as we work on the inside, you've got to work on the outside too and keeping the body healthy. You're working on the heart. You're working on the lungs. You're working on getting the body fat down, strengthening the muscles, and getting your overall vitality up. And a personal trainer can make sure you don't get hurt, make sure that you have a good path, that you keep your intensity levels up. They're great for encouragement and motivation and education. I mean, people are just brilliantly smart. I mean, very smart. And then get you to a great place with your health. So looking into a personal trainer, Stan, I mean, that's the answer is yes, unequivocally yes. And you don't have to use them all the time. You can use, you know, work with them for 2 weeks or so, get you a good set of sessions in. They can kind of kick you out of the nest and let you get on your way. And then you come back and you learn a little bit more and then go back out on your own. But it's having someone that can coach you along the way. I think that is a real big key in the overall equation. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Shoot me an email. You can also check us out, Facebook and Twitter as well. Larry, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how are you tonight? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you.
Yeah, look, I'm ex-military, suffered from an injury that I, you know, that I got back in the early 2000s, you know, and I think that the doctors have said it had something to do with sciatic nerve or something of that sort, you know. But it has a lot to do with my neck, my back, and my arm, you know, the numbness and, you know, it's constant pain.
Sure.
What I'm trying to do, you know, of course, you know, their way of treatment was, of course, to put me on, you know, the flexorils and the oxys and that type of stuff, and it's just grown progressively worse. And, you know, the medication, of course, is just, you know, just continuously increasing. And I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of taking that type of medication. I'm just sick and tired of, you know, taking, you know, pain medication, that type of thing. I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there something else that can be done, you know. First of all, I don't want to end up becoming dependent upon, you know, any type of medication, especially pain medication, narcotics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I want that to happen, so I'm trying to figure out something that can be done that I can do, you know.
Well, have you made any major changes in your lifestyle, eating habits, exercise habits? Have you made any changes, or have you just been dealing with pills so far?
No, I've just been dealing with the pills so far, you know. And at one time I was very, very active. I was a martial artist, and well, I still am, you know. But I haven't really, you know, practiced the way that I desire to, you know. I'm still working full time and everything, you know. As far as, you know, lifestyle, as far as, you know, exercise and things, I'm not doing any of that, you know. It just seems like I'm caught in like a vicious cycle, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is a vicious cycle. And really, it is. It's almost like one of those things where you feel stuck. You feel like no matter what you do, it just keeps, it's like a hamster wheel. It just keeps going around and around and around. You can't get free.
Right. And I want to step off of that, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to see you do that as well. Well, you know, our preferred wellness providers I talk about a lot, and they're great in focusing on lifestyle and nutritional-based care, and that really is the key. A chiropractic physician, I think, in your position would be a great tool, or an osteopathic physician. And we have those in the networks and whatnot. But I really want to encourage you to look at the structural side, making, you know, the bones, muscles, nerves are where your biggest challenges are. But it's got to be getting the nutritional aspect down. You're going to make sure that you get some good nutritional blood work done so you can find out exactly the root of what's going on and then come up with a good game plan. I mean, from a lifestyle perspective, I know the medications are something you're kind of focused on. You're like, yeah, I want to get off the pain meds, and I want to see that for you too. But it's kind of like that's step C, and there's got to be a step A and B to get you there, because you have to build up. You got to remember you've been dealing with this for a while, and so you have to kind of get to a place where you build up step A and step B, get that strong, get a good foundation, and then you can move into step C, which is where they can start potentially weaning you. But there has to be a good foundation before any weaning can go on. And I've seen that so many times with pain medications, not getting a good foundation first, it really throws you into a bad place. And I don't want to see that for you. So can be very beneficial. Very. And you know, when you look at that, and you look at just, okay, there's some basic things you can do. Some lifestyle changes. And exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, as best you can. I realize there's pain involved. But again, it's about getting the body moving. And it pumps the lymphatic system. And as you pump the lymphatic system, you're starting to utilize the body's own mechanism for ridding out toxins and ridding out everything in the body. So, again, it's really important. I would encourage you to go that route and have someone that is a good, strong, wellness-based mindset, like one of the preferred wellness providers that can kind of get you in that place. And that would be that, work in conjunction with your doc, your primary care, whether it's at the VA hospital. I want to tell you thanks for serving our country. That means a lot to me. Whenever we talk to the veterans, which I get a lot here on this show, you know, just it I never get tired of it. You guys are great. You're heroes in my book, and I'm grateful. So I just want to let you know that. But get focused on anything that can lower the inflammation in the body. That's where the key is, and that's where the victory will start with what you're dealing with. It's not an easy process. I'll tell you that. It's not. But you can come up with some real practical ways to do it. It'll take some time. But again, if you need to call me back here on the show, email me, whatever, and we'll do our best to give you good information to help you walk through it and then get some good people around you that can take good care of you. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got answers. I want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Why? Because you're worth it. You are worth it. Did you know that? The show is about you. That's why. You know, tobacco use and oral health is something that is talked about a lot. And I guess smoking and everything else is talked about often. We see that in clinical practice every single day. But in addition to affecting your overall health, tobacco and smoking cause a number of oral health issues that I want to talk about for just a moment. Dentists see this all the time, but you can get yellow teeth and a yellow tongue, says Dr. Kilmore, who's a dentist, or he's a professor of oral and maxillofacial surgery and associate dean of Boston University School of Dental Medicine. You see a lot of staining on the tongue, he says. Smoking and tobacco use can lead to more serious oral health complications as well, including gum disease and oral cancer. So the most serious issue is mouth cancer. And it's hard to say what percentage of people who smoke will actually get mouth cancer, but the death rate of those who do get it is very high. It's between about 40 and 50% of all cases, and hasn't changed over the last few decades. The American Cancer Society estimates that 90% of people with oral cancer affecting the lips, tongue, throat, and mouth have used tobacco in some form. Likewise, the risk of oral cancer is 6 times higher among smokers relative to non-smokers. So your individual risk of oral cancer depends on how long you've been using tobacco. And the longer you use it, the greater your risk. The smoking cigarettes doesn't cause dental decay, but it does cause periodontal or gum disease, Kilgore explains. Bone loss is part of the periodontal disease, and it starts out as inflammation of the gums. And in the natural and unfortunate progression, the bone supporting the roots of your teeth becomes inflamed. And, of course, underlying bone can deteriorate, he adds. So there are surgical and non-surgical therapies to reverse or slow the progression of periodontal disease, Kilgore says, but without proper treatment, gum disease does eventually lead to tooth loss and jawbone damage. Now, even more to that, we found that gum disease and also dental disease of any kind can lead to other issues within the body. I mean, literally, you can have bacteria that get into the gums and can directly affect the heart. Everything is tied. Believe it or not, your mouth plays a big role in your overall health. And so if you don't have a dentist that you visit with regularly, someone that really understands a natural and balanced approach, it's time to find one. It really is. Every 6 months getting your teeth checked is critical for your overall health. And if you have metal fillings, silver amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, it's time to get them taken out. And there's a specific process to that in getting those taken out. You've got to find a biological certified dentist that can do that. Don't just let anyone do it. You want to have someone that's certified and that knows exactly how to do that and remove it with an oxygen mask and everything else so that you don't get excess mercury leaking into the body. Let me tell you, it's one of the number one causes of cancer and memory loss and Alzheimer's and a host of other issues. So if you've got the fillings, get them switched out with something acrylic. Be one of the best steps you can do and find a great dentist that can do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So important, because we talk about food for the day all the time, and I want to talk about some apple cider vinegar. Why? Because it is one of the best home remedies for so many different things and ailments and little nagging things that you can see. It's incredible. So the natural apple cider vinegar is a wonderful natural cure for so many things. Here's some things it can do. Let me just list them out for you. So it can reduce sinus infections and sore throats. It can help with cholesterol issues. It can help with skin conditions such as acne. That's a big one, because remember, skin conditions are come from inside out, not outside in. It can protect against food poisoning, fights allergies. It can help muscle fatigue after exercise, strengthen the immune system, increase stamina, increase metabolism, which can promote weight loss. It improves digestion and can cure constipation. And help with, rather, alleviate symptoms of arthritis and gout, and prevents bladder stones and urinary tract infections. So for weight loss, it's really not known why, but many people claim that apple cider vinegar promotes weight loss. Some theories suggest that it helps speed up the metabolism, while others suggest that it burns calories. A number of nutritionists also believe that combining vitamin B6 and lecithin with apple cider vinegar is highly effective for weight loss. Studied or suggested remedies to mix 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar mixed with a glass of water and drink before every meal, or sip it slowly throughout the day. It's also going to help increase your hydrochloric acid, which is going to help break down extra proteins. Now, if you suffer with halitosis, which is bad breath, well, apple cider vinegar is known as a wonderful remedy to be able to help with bad breath. And a half tablespoon mixed with water, you gargle the mixture for about 10 seconds until the cup is empty. And they say that it will get rid of the bad breath. What it does, it goes in and it breaks down a lot of the bacteria that tends to be in there. Also great for the digestive tract, too, when you take it right before your meals. Body odor is really good for it as well. It can help neutralize your body odor, since it helps adjust the skin's pH level, which can help eliminate odor-causing bacteria. So for armpit odor, simply wipe them once in the morning with undiluted apple cider vinegar in a cotton ball. For foot odor, fill a pan with warm water, add a third cup of apple cider vinegar, and let your feet soak in the mixture for about 15 minutes twice a day. Interesting. So, stinky feet, go with apple cider vinegar. Wipe your armpits out with apple cider vinegar. Get rid of the body odor. Just drink this stuff and be done with it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Vilas. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm a new. I just bought your book.
Oh, well, great. Welcome to the show.
However, yesterday I had 2 incidents that I don't know what to think of.
Uh-oh.
Behind my left ear and down just a little bit, 8 hours apart, I had an incident with extreme pressure in that area, and it felt to me like there was blood clotting up there. That's just what it felt like. I don't know what it was, but I had a severe headache, almost passed out, and then it went away.
Has that ever happened before?
No, it happened 2 times yesterday, the only time in my life that I know of.
Anything happened recently, any kind of injury you've had?
Yes, I've had skin knocked off my leg, being treated.
Okay. And have you had any, and what is your age?
An injury in my arm.
Okay, injury in your arm. What is your age, sir?
I pulled a tendon loose from my elbow.
Okay.
What I'm wearing a sling now.
What is your age?
I'm only 91 years old, and they insist I tell you that.
So you're still a spring chicken, so we got a lot of time to work on this thing. So the key is, if you've been dealing with something like that, and
my daughter wants me to let you know I have two stents behind my heart from about 2.5 years ago.
That's all right.
And a heartache.
Okay. Well, the stents play a big role, but it really comes down to, when you got kind of a shooting pain like that on the side behind the ear, it could be a couple of things. It could be artery related, especially with your age. There could be some plaquing buildup in there. That's a possibility. But it also could be nerve related, and that's very common. All right, you've got your first and second cervical bones in the neck, which is the atlas and the axis. And if they get rotated out of position, they can be causing nerve pain. But I would get a full evaluation. I really would. I'd get some things looked at. I would get some blood work done, get a little bit of a workup, and have some nutritional analysis done. Would probably be a smart thing to do. And go see, you definitely want to see a physician about that, just because you want to get it checked from the vascular side, and you also want to get it checked from more of the structural side to make sure it's not just bones, muscles, nerves that are being irritated. And you've got to look at every aspect of it. See, the body has kind of a three-tier system. We call it the health triangle. There's the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. The chemical side, and then also the structural side. Chemical side is nutrition, also the physiology of the body, how everything works, and then the structural side. So it's good to look at everything and kind of get an overall game plan together and get an analysis from every aspect of it. So that's really the key. So if it came out of nowhere and it just kind of caught you off guard, then that's what I would do. I'd get kind of an evaluation done and then go from there. That's one thing you don't want to just let go. You know, that was just something that happened, and I'll probably just let it go. Because you and I both know, as guys, we'll let stuff go. And it's good that you're calling me to talk to me about it. So I would get it evaluated. You know, we've got wellness providers in your area, and you know, they could take a look at it too. I would just get someone to take a look. And then there could be good information, and we could talk about it, kick it around a little bit, and come up with maybe some solutions together. So keep me posted on how that goes, but make sure you get some kind of evaluation done. And also keep your omega-3 fatty acids high, because when you've got any kind of nerve-related issue, that's always going to be a big help regardless. And watch out for the gluten, which is more of the flour-based foods that we have in our diet. All right, I'll talk about that in my book. And thanks for reading that. Thanks for being a new listener. And we're always here for you. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.